Okay, so what's the difference between the genetics that you said and the what? The
changes in my personality that I have developed later as a person. My arrogance, my charm, my charisma is something that I can take responsibility for because I have control over that and I have built it up as I chose through the years that I've been alive.
Okay.
My eye color, my bad teeth, my predispositions, you know, things like addictions, bad bones, bad teeth.
Diabetes, high blood pressure.
The list goes on, seemingly, like one of those old-time lotto cards. And that, I can't take responsibility for because, well, it's your fault that they're there.
No, it's not.
Yes,
mine.
It is your fault. I cannot take responsibility for the genetics that I was born with. That's like a baby taking responsibility for whatever original sin, or taking the sins of the father. See?
Uh-huh.
It's the same way. I can't take responsibility for having predispositions for addiction issues or the high sex drive that I have been so graciously blessed with. That I can blame solely on my parents.
No!
Yes!
Because you can. You may have those in your genetics, but the choices that you make are your responsibility.
Oh, I forgot that I can choose to be have brown eyes and stuff like that. I didn't choose to have brown skin. But what would you know? That's what was given to me.
It's olive color, by the way, not brown.
Brown, that's brown.
It's olive.
That is an oaky color.
It's olive complexion. That's what
See,
we are.
See, your daughter's more like a birch. And so is your grandmother. You and me are like a mahogany.
No, mahogany is kind of reddish, maroonish color.
Darker. That's
yeah.
Like saying Elena and Nan are gray with stripes of black on them.
I understand what you're saying. Your sister is very white.
Yeah.
Very.
Like the fridge standing next to you. And she's about as big.
Have you seen her lately?
She's still a fat ass. What is there to change?
You're so mean to your sister.
She
mean to you.
I mean, look at this.
I can definitely tell you've been working out, though.
See, she has the ability to do so. She can swill the baby a non or something like that, or her husband's not going to work out either. She can change. But she's going to choose to be heavy.
Because it's her genetics.
I understand that we are a little predisposed to be a little heftier than normal, but you were not always at a certain way you are now. Is that true? And out of nowhere, you just kind of turned into your mother? Or were you like me at one time?
No, I was like you.
Oh, that's funny. You were
I was
born that way.
I was born thin. Yeah, well, I was thin when I was...
See, I have the same genetics Nan does. I have the same genetics her family does. Same
but you choose to eat properly.
I eat properly is work out.
But eventually, that's going to stop. You're
oh,
still
yeah.
Eating.
I still have a high enough metabolism. I can eat garbage and work it out.
Right. But now
I'm making
always
a slow transition into eating better.
Because Nan always told me you keep, and it's a habit you will carry on.
It's an addiction.
Sweets, sugar. That's, yeah, that's my addiction.
Among many, many other things.
Whatever.
Yeah. I just like to gamble every now and then.
And you know how I feel about it. I don't like it.
You behave your being doing drugs and drinking versus gambling.
Gambling scares me.
Why? Because of serious financial debt and getting in with loan sharks and getting my kneecaps broken?
Yes.
Like cliche Hollywood movie?
Yes.